The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The people stay there before the cross, watching Jesus. As for the leaders, they jeered at him. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God." The soldiers mocked him too. And when they approached to offer him vinegar, they said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging there abused him. "Are you not the Christ?" he said. "Save yourself and us as well." But the others spoke up and rebuked him. "Have you no fear of God at all?" he said. "You got the same sentence as he did, but in our case, we deserve it. We are paying for what we did. But this man has done nothing wrong." "Jesus," he said, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." "Indeed, I promise you," Jesus replied, "today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
And thank you for the very warm welcome from the parking space there up to the sacristy and to the church. I was overwhelmed by your warmness. Very, very nice community. And today is the feast, not just a feast, a solemnity greater than the feast, a solemnity of Christ the King. So why won't we greet the person seated next to us, "Happy Feast Day"? And would you believe it? Today is the last Sunday of the church's calendar. Next year, we'll be beginning a new calendar in the church with the season of Advent. So today, again, is the solemnity of Christ the King. And what we proclaim today in faith is that our Lord Jesus Christ is King. And not just any ordinary King. He is the King of all kings. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of all kings. But what type of king is he? What is his kingship like? We all have our own ideas about what kings are like, what royalties are like. And we often conjure up images of kings like male rulers who govern nations, with mighty warriors at their disposal, who rule with power, authority, and action. Now, this is a king as we imagine a king should be, isn't it? With so much power at his disposal. That's the king we often imagine a king should be. And in many ways, this is also the type of king the Jews were awaiting to lead them to freedom. The Jewish people were expecting a Messiah, a powerful, mighty warrior king. And then what happened? Lo and behold, this man, this person named Jesus, showed up. very different to what they were expecting a king to be. A contradiction of what they thought a king should be like. And it's very interesting because in our gospel today, St. Luke depicts Jesus as king hanging on the cross. St. Luke presents Jesus as king hanging on the cross. As though St. Luke is telling us, you want to understand Jesus as king and the unique type of kingship that he has, look at the cross. Go to the cross. Gaze at Jesus at the cross. And you will understand who Jesus is as king. In the gospel, we find Jesus very close to death. And there, at that very moment, just before he died, Jesus was called king. In fact, the sign put above his head, which was also the sign of the crime, indicated king of the Jews, giving indication that Jesus was a king. Now, what happened in that very significant moment when Jesus was on that cross? We are told in the gospel, the leaders were looking up Jesus hanging on the cross, humiliated, defeated. And what did they say? They were saying, oh, if you are the Messiah, if you are the king, show it to us. You have done miracles. You have saved other people. Now save yourself. Get down from that cross. Save yourself. They were really mocking at Jesus. What about the people who were passing by? Looking at Jesus, they also said the same thing. Oh, we thought you are the king. Now show your power. Use it on yourself. And aside from the leaders and the people who were passing by, one of the thieves who was crucified with Jesus also turned to him and said, if you are the Messiah, if you are the King, if you are the Savior, save yourself and save us also. Now, this is the whole point of the gospel. Many people look at Jesus, use the label King to address him. The leaders, the people who were passing by, one of the criminals who were crucified with him, they address him as king. But what type of king were they expecting him to be? What type of king were they expecting him to be? They wanted a king who was all-powerful, a king who was like a magician, who can wield extraordinary power to his advantage. A king who would use his power to save himself. A king who has so much power and who will use it first for his own benefit. Now, this is a kind of sad thing because this kind of mentality of kingship continues up to our time, when some people who assume power, position of power, they make use of that power to enrich themselves, to save themselves, and in the process, most often, forget other people, forget those whom they are called to serve. But not for Jesus. Not for Jesus. He is a different type of king. St. Paul in our second reading said, on the cross, Jesus inaugurates a kingdom of forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God. That is what Jesus was doing on the cross. He inaugurates a new kingdom, a kingdom of forgiveness of sins and a kingdom of reconciliation with God. Do we see that happening in the gospel today? Yes. The repentant thief, the other thief, caught a glimpse of this when he called out, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The other thief called out, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now this sinful but humble thief sees in this innocent Jesus a different type of king. And he sees in this beaten, dirty, blooded person someone who is about to enter a kingdom. Could you imagine that? Could you picture that out? They were all hanging on the cross, three of them. One was making fun of Jesus. The other one saw a person who is about to enter a kingdom. And it's a different type of kingdom. It's a kingdom where innocence prevails over hatred and anger. A kingdom where the silence of love triumphs over the jeers of insults. And what happened in that very instant? The King of all kings spoke from his throne. And where was his throne? The throne of the cross. And told this thief, I assure you, this day you will be with me in paradise. So here, Jesus spoke as the king that he was, granting pardon and paradise. That's the kingship of Christ. The true kingship of Jesus Christ is perfectly shown in this little episode in his dying moments on the throne of the cross, when he said, today, you will be with me in paradise. But what sort of paradise is Jesus talking about? It's living with God, communion with God. And this is the kingship that Jesus offers to us, that Jesus offers to sinners, taking them out of darkness, reconciling them with the Father. This is the kingdom of the one who died on the cross. And in his death, the darkness of sin has been vanquished by the light of his love, forgiveness, and the offer of full life and communion with the Father. And that's what St. Paul proclaimed in our second reading today. So this is the unique kingship of Christ. It's not about earthly power. It's not about land, buildings, riches, or might. The kingship of Christ is not about lording it over us or making us frightened of his judgment. The kingship of Christ is about forgiveness of sins. A kingship where reconciliation with God triumphs over division, enmity with God and humanity. The kingship of Christ reconciles us with the Father. It destroys that enmity between God and humanity. It brought us into communion with the Father. a kingship where a relationship with God is offered again to sinful people like us. And in our gospel today shows us the very heart, the very face of that kingship, and that's mercy. The kind of mercy that Jesus has shown to the repentant thief. That's the face of the kingship of Christ. Mercy. No other. Mercy. So the invitation for us today as we celebrate the kingship of Christ is for us to enter into the kingdom of reconciliation, humility, forgiveness, and mercy that Jesus inaugurated for us on the cross. Now, does our life manifest our belonging in the kingdom of Christ? So maybe today we can reflect and ask ourselves, does my life mirror forgiveness? Does my life mirror mercy? Does my life mirror humility and kindness? May God bless us all.